Did you know that some of the world's busiest train stations handle more than 1 million passengers every single day? Well, imagine it. Helping customers, answering questions, solving problems for thousands of people, all before lunchtime.
And if you're working in transport, railways, metro systems, or public services, clear communication can make the difference between a smooth journey and a complete chaos.
So today we are learning practical English for train stations, public transport, and passenger assistance. And whether you are helping tourists, commuters, or international travelers, these expressions can be incredibly useful.
Let's get started. You're listening to the TrainLearn podcast, your place to learn English. Get your free class with the link in the description or visit trainlearn.com. So you can learn English with the best online school.
Muy bien. So let's head to today's station and see what happens. Vamos empezando con el fictional dialogue. Aline, oye, Aline, por cierto, ¿a ti te gustan los train stations? Do you like train stations?
Yes, yeah? I prefer them than airport, by the way. Train stations, I love them. Yeah.
So then I think the setting is in a busy international railway station, and it's Friday afternoon, not the best time just to catch a train. And you're traveling to another city, and I'm a staff worker at the information desk. Okay, so let's start with this.
Excuse me, can you help me?
Well, of course. What seems to be the problem?
I think I've missed my train.
Where were you traveling to?
Manchester. The departure board said platform 6, but when I got there, the train had already left.
Let's have a look. Do you have your ticket?
Yes, here it is.
I see what happened. Your train wasn't at platform 6. It was moved to platform 9.
Seriously? I didn't hear any announcement.
Oh, unfortunately, the platform changed at the last minute. You're not the only passenger who missed it.
That's not very comforting.
Well, the good news is that there's another train in 30 minutes.
Okay, that's not too bad. Where does it leave from?
Platform 4. And don't worry, I write it down for you this time.
Good idea. I clearly can't be trusted with platform numbers.
Well, anything else I can help you with?
Actually, yes. I think I bought the wrong ticket.
Oh, what type of ticket did you buy?
A single ticket, but I need a return ticket.
No problem. We can upgrade it at the ticket office.
Perfect. This trip is becoming more expensive by the minute.
Attention, please. The 15:45 service to Manchester is delayed by approximately 10 minutes.
Wait, now it's delayed?
Welcome to public transport.
So first I miss my train, then I buy the wrong ticket. Now the train is delaying. What's next?
Let's not ask that question.
Actually, can I ask one more thing?
Of course.
Where's platform 4?
Well, go straight ahead, turn left after the coffee shop, take the escalator upstairs, and you see platform 4 when you're right.
Thank you. I think I can manage that.
Well, famous last words. So now 20 minutes later...
I'm back.
Don't tell me, wrong platform again?
No, wrong coffee shop.
Well, that's progress. Okay, very good. Well, has that ever happened to you? Well, I mean, you can leave us comments as well, if you're listening. Because then you had your train station problem with platforms and everything. Especially if it's a big train station, no, Aline? It can be a big problem.
Exactly, absolutely. So I think during our dialogue, we saw a good number of good words, vocabulary for train station. So let's review them together, shall we?
Yeah.
The first word I would like to highlight is platform, the place where passengers board a train, the one I missed. Let me say a few examples. Which platform does the train leave from? The train is waiting at platform 7. The platform has changed.
Very good. Excellent. Just for our Spanish speakers, no, remember, not plataform, okay? okay, but platform. Muy bien. Tenemos otra palabra que también es un poco difícil, departure. Okay, departure. And that's when the train leaves, okay? So the example could be, what time is the departure? Or the departure is 3:45, or please arrive before departure time.
Excellent. Another very useful one is arrival. That means when a train arrives. And examples that we can show this word with is the arrival time is 18:30, or delays may affect arrivals.
Very good. Okay, and then you have the ticket office. That's a place where tickets are sold or changed. So maybe you might hear one of the workers saying, go to the ticket office, or the ticket office closes at 8 p.m.
Excellent. Another one that we don't like very much.
No, we don't want to hear this one.
Delay, one of the most important transport words, because if we hear about delays, we need to know if our train is delayed. And examples we can use, the train is delayed, we apologize for the delay, there is a 10-minute delay.
Well, fantastic. So let's go to common mistakes, okay? So, for example, if you're a Spanish speaker, you maybe might translate from Spanish to English and say, I lost my train, which is quite funny, no? Because if you lost a huge train, then, no, ¿dónde lo has puesto, no, el tren? So what you can say is, I missed my train, right? So miss is perder, okay? So perder, perdí la oportunidad de coger mi
train. Another common mistake is, the train is late 10 minutes. That's not correct. We should say the train is delayed by 10 minutes, or the train is 10 minutes late.
Very good. Okay. Another one, no? So where's the rail? No, which is the platform, no? Or which platform is it? Esa sería una buena pregunta también. Okay, but we are talking here about professional customer service. This is a podcast directed especially to people who works at this place and need to improve their English. So, Aline, ilumínanos un poco.
Yeah, very common in transport. Sentences that you will say if you work as a professional in service, customer service. How can I help you? Let me check that for you. I'm afraid there has been a delay. We apologize for the inconvenience. And thank you for your patience.
Fantastic. So, and here is a little bit of grammar directed to this type of language. For example, the present perfect, right? So that's one of the grammar focus we want to talk about, because common when talking about recent changes. So you got to hear some examples. The platform has changed. So you need the present perfect here. Or the train has already left. Or the service has been cancelled. So this present perfect, it's excellent, just for this type of vocabulary.
Exactly. And another very useful grammar focus is passive voice, very common in announcements, because there is no subject, we just focus on the result. The service has been delayed would be a good example. Or passengers are advised to wait. Or the train has been cancelled.
Fantastic. Okay. So, now here's a question for you. ¿Cómo diríais en inglés esta frase? Perdí mi tren porque cambiaron el andén.
Write your answer in the comments before we reveal it later in the episode.
Bueno, pues nada, que os vaya bien. A ver si lo podéis poner bien y luego lo podemos comentar.
Yeah, we're looking forward to reading you. Okay, so before we continue, if you're enjoying this episode, visit our website, trainland.com, to improve your English with a 100% effective method and a very complete e-learning platform. You can also scan the QR code to get your free class.
That's fine, and you will find private classes, conversation classes, podcasts, videos, interactive exercises, flashcards, and much more.
Whether you need English for work, travel, or professional communication, we've got you covered.
Fantastic. So let's continue then. Just let's go back to our train station vocabulary. We'll see essential vocabulary for railway station and travel. So there we go. Well, imagine you're traveling through London or New York, Sydney, Toronto, I don't know, New Delhi, or wherever there is a train station. and you arrive at very busy station, and thousands of people are moving around, and now the announcements are playing, trains are arriving and departing, and suddenly you need help. Well, there is where railway English becomes incredibly useful.
So
let's start with some expressions.
Some very useful words, yes. Tickets and fares. So let's differentiate them. Single ticket is a one-way ticket. You travel from A to B. Examples, I'd like a single ticket to Manchester. How much is a single ticket? Then we have a return ticket. That is a ticket that allows you to come back. Example, I'd like a return ticket to Oxford. Or is a return ticket cheaper?
Fantastic. That's very useful, no? Because if you hear or you are working, no, and you want to tell the people, do you want just one way, single tickets? Or remember, it's not one way, it's just single. Or do you want to, and you don't say one como ida y vuelta, no, in Spanish, no?
Exactly.
One way or you say return ticket. That's it.
Return.
Very good. Okay. Fare, no? The fare is simply the price of the journey. No? So then, for example, if you want to ask what's the price, then you ask what's the fare to London. Or maybe you can say, well, the fare includes seat reservation.
Good. Another expression, peak versus off-peak. Very important in the UK. Peak hours are the busiest times. Tickets are often more expensive. Off-peak tickets are usually cheaper. That's why you need to learn that. Example, is this an off-peak ticket? Or can I travel during peak hours?
Very good. Okay. Then, of course, you have the ticket office. And that's the place where staff sell tickets and answer questions. So you can ask questions there. Or the ticket office closes at 8 p.m. Or you can just use any expression related to that if you need to find the ticket office.
And we have the ticket machine, the self-service machine. Can I buy a ticket from the machine? The ticket machine isn't working, for example.
Very good, fantastic. Yeah, don't confuse the ticket machine with the ATM, okay? ATM is where you take money out, okay? The ticket machine is where you get your tickets for your train.
It sucks the money.
Okay, so then we got an interesting word, okay? Concourse, okay? And many students don't know this word, but the concourse is a large open area inside this station. You got it for the airport and also for the train station. And it's a place where passengers wait, they meet, and they access the platforms. You might see something like that in the picture. So, for example, if someone says, let's meet in the main concourse, or maybe just you work and you want to send people to a specific place, you can use this word and people would understand. Or the information desk is in the concourse.
Very good. Now let's talk about platform. As you said, pronunciation is important. Platform is one of the most important words. Examples in which we can see that word. Which platform does the train leave from? The train departs from platform 6. The platform has changed.
Very good. And then you have the departure board, which is a large screen showing information. You find this in the airports and also at the train station. So you can say something like, look, you can check your timing at the departure board, or the platform number is on the departure board as well.
What about waiting room? That's a very good one as well. Example, the waiting room is upstairs. Passengers can use the waiting room free of charge.
Fantastic. No, and then another expression you might need to know if you work at the train station is the ticket barrier or the gate. No, those are the electronic gates where you can scan your ticket. No, so you can say something like, please scan your ticket at the gate, or the barrier isn't opened or opening.
Very good. So let's talk about, once we're on the train, delay, one of the most common words in public transport.
Yeah.
As we mentioned earlier, delay is not our favorite one, because if we hear the expression, the train is delayed, or we apologize for the delay is approximately 10 minutes, we won't be very happy.
No, but I think it would be worse if you hear the word cancellation.
It's
right?
True.
So, that's even worse. So the service has been
canceled.
You won. There's been a cancellation due to bad weather. So, yeah, those words, we don't like them, delay and cancellation.
What about direct train?
Mm.
That is a train that goes directly to your destination. That's a very good one. Is this a direct train to Edinburgh? I prefer a direct train for sure.
Very good. We don't like. That would be mean a lifetime, just because if the train stops at every station until your destination, then that can be a lifetime. Yeah. Okay. Then of course you have a connecting train as well, which is a useful word because if you must change trains, then you need this. That's also just very similar to a Spanish word. So you need a connecting train, or where do I change trains? Mm. All right, and then you have also, all right, yeah, for example, the word vagón, no, in Spanish. Mm. In the UK, you can talk about a carriage, and in the US, it would be more a car. No? So, and this is a useful cultural difference. So in Britain, carriage, in American, car. So your seat is in carriage B, or the dining car is at the front. And then we have also the dining car or the buffet car. That's where you can eat something. So you can direct also passengers to that one. Okay, so let's talk about railway systems around the world, Aline.
Indeed, railways are not the same everywhere. Let's look at a few famous examples. Let's start with London Underground, known as the Tube, one of the world's oldest underground systems. That's for London, yeah. London Underground.
In Tokyo?
Tokyo Metro, famous for punctuality. Why is it? I'm not surprised. Millions of passengers use it every day. And we have New York Subway. It runs 24 hours a day. That's, wow, one of the largest networks in the world. And let's finish with China. China's high-speed rail, the world's largest high-speed rail network. Trains can travel over 300 kilometers per hour.
Just fantastic. All right, so if you're working at a train station, for example, or you want to work, maybe some of these words can be useful for you. No? For example, very simple, how can I help you today? Or may I see your ticket, please? Or please follow me. Or your train is leaving from platform 4, the train is running 5 minutes late, you can just ask, please wait here, or the next train arrives in 10 minutes.
More sentences that you need if you're a professional working at the train station. You need to change trains at Manchester, for example, or this train is fully booked. Your seat number is 12A. Another example, please keep your ticket with you. Or, I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Another one, could you wait a moment, please?
I love this last one.
And your favorite one. Come on, tell us your favorite one.
Please mind the gap between the train and the platform. No, so that's, would that be boys, no, from Matthew? I think Matthew is the one who records all these voices.
I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure. Very good. So now let's talk about customer service best practices. If you work in transport, remember, give clear instructions, repeat important information, speak slowly when helping foreign passengers, because they will have difficulty in understanding you. So please speak slowly. Then confirm understanding, make sure the person has understood. And stay calm when passengers are stressed.
Yeah, but don't worry, because that never happens. So passengers are never stressed. That's right. Okay. Sometimes passengers aren't angry with you.
You're very positive, Johnny. Very positive.
Well, maybe what you have to remember is that people are just worried about missing a train. No, it's nothing with you. It's nothing to do with you. It's just stress about missing a train. Okay. So let's go back now to the...
Yeah, let's answer the section 4, yes? We asked, perdí mi tren porque cambiaron el andén. How would you say it?
Okay. Bueno, pues tenemos aquí alguna opción. Por ejemplo, la que veis en pantalla, ¿no? I missed my train because the platform changed. También podríais decir, I missed my train because they changed the platform. Así que aquí en este caso podríamos utilizar una u otra porque ambas son correctas. And now let's go to the interaction. So, Have you missed a train, a bus, a flight, or connection while traveling? What happened? Por favor, cuéntanos. Okay, si estás escuchando desde podcast, mándanos un mensaje.
Seguro que hay muchas ideas.
Sí, seguro que tienes algunas. Seguro, seguro.
Tell us your story in English in the comments. Did you get lost? Miss your train? Go to the wrong platform? We'd love to hear your experiences, please.
So today, Aline, we have learned train station vocabulary, transport announcements, platform changes, delays and cancellations, customer service English, passenger communication, and public transport systems around the world.
And most importantly, we learned how transport professionals communicate clearly and professionally with passengers. Next episode, what will we see? Well, help desk and IT support. We learn practical English for technical support, solving computer problems, helping users, troubleshooting issues, and working in international IT environments.
Very interesting. Okay, so then, bueno, pues te invitamos a que pruebes una clase gratuita con nosotros. Te garantizamos que tenemos los mejores profes, la mejor plataforma de e-learning, porque somos la mejor academia online de idiomas que vas a poder encontrar. Así que escríbenos al link de la descripción o al QR que tenemos aquí. Y recuerda, estás a un clic de hablar como un nativo. Pues, Aline, muchísimas gracias.
Un placer. Thank you, Johnny.
Okay.